This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. The 2019 MTV Video Music Awards were handed out, and winners range from Taylor Swift and Cardi B to crossover flamenco music star Rosalia and Old Town Road crooner Lil Nas X. Swift and fellow pop star Ariana Grande won Video of the Year and Artist of the Year, respectively. Best New Artist went to Billie Eilish, as well as my favorite award, Best Frown. Ariana Grande made an emotional return to Manchester, England. It was her first performance in the city since a benefit concert for the 22 people killed in a terror attack 2 years ago. Grande, who was made an honorary citizen in the aftermath of the bomb attack, dazzled fans with a high-energy set. She was the headliner in the city's biggest ever pride celebration. Go Ari! In Disney's upcoming Frozen 2, we learn that Elsa and Anna are going on a new quest, even more intense than their first adventure. And where do Elsa's powers come from? We'll find that out, as well as learn more about Elsa and Anna's parents. Evan Rachel Wood will play their mother, while Sterling K. Brown has been cast to play a new character, Lieutenant Destin Mathias. Cool? Taylor Swift and Beyoncé rule Forbes' list of the world's highest-paid women in music. Swift raked in more than twice what Beyoncé earned from June 2018 to June 2019. Much of her income comes from her Reputation Stadium Tour, which grossed a record $266 million in the U.S. And she signed a nine-figure deal with Republic Records. That's one well-paid Swift. Spotify released its list of the most popular songs from this summer. The top honors went to Señorita, the collaboration between Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. I Don't Care by Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber came in at number 2, while Billie Eilish's Bad Guy was 3. Lil Nas X brought up the rear, naturally, with Old Town Road. It was number 4. Yeah, you heard me. A Breaking Bad film set after the events of the television show and centered on meth addict turned cook Jesse Pinkman will be released on Netflix in October. El Camino, a Breaking Bad movie written by show creator Vince Gilligan, will pick up the story after Pinkman escaped the clutches of a neo-Nazi gang with the help of kingpin Walter White. How is this not great? Kit Harington confirmed he'll play Dana Whitman, aka the Black Knight, in next year's Marvel film Eternals. He'll be joined by fellow Game of Thrones alum Richard Madden as Icarus. Kit's character is not an Eternal, a fictional race of humanoids who are an offshoot of the evolutionary process that created sentient life on Earth. Nope, he was a former Avenger. Got it? Lori Loughlin and husband Massimo Giannulli are finding the world is a much lonelier place since they were indicted on money laundering and conspiring to commit fraud amid a high-profile college cheating and bribery scandal. Yep. Friends, associates, and neighbors in the couple's Bel Air enclave have really distanced themselves from the couple. Hey, that's because they're idiots! Hannah Brown may not be happy after ending her engagement to Jed Wyatt and being ditched by Tyler Cameron, but she's trying to look on the bright side. The former bachelorette, 24, took to Instagram, posting a candid note about how she's often not happy and why that's okay. She wrote, "A lot of people ask me, are you happy these days? To which I say, who cares?" Just days after Aaliyah's new wax figure was unveiled at Madame Tussauds in Las Vegas, her family is urging museum-goers to respect the replica after fans defaced it with makeup and restyled its hair. The late singer's Twitter account posted a photo of a woman applying lip gloss to the wax figure and another that showed the figure's hair noticeably styled differently. People, get a life! Angelina Jolie got back to LA after dropping off her eldest son Maddox at college in South Korea last week. Photos posted by her show Angelina going to Disneyland with her daughter Shiloh, 13, and her 11-year-old twins, Knox and Vivian. The group spent most of their time at the Star Wars Galaxy's Edge exhibit. No problem for her to pay $200 for a lightsaber. A Black Panther sequel is coming to theaters on May 6, 2022. Ryan Coogler, who wrote and directed the 2018 original, will return to direct the sequel. Black Panther nabbed 3 Oscar awards earlier this year and became the first superhero film to earn a Best Picture nomination. It shattered box office records by becoming the highest-grossing superhero film in North America. Wow! Singer Lizzo was thrilled after Barack Obama included her hit Juice on his and Michelle Obama's 2019 summer playlist. She had tweeted that Obama was the first president I could ever vote for. Juice was one of 40 tracks that Obama included in the playlist, including Too Good by Drake and Rihanna and Señorita by Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. Cool. Has been. Anthony Michael Hall will join Jamie Lee Curtis in Halloween Kills, the latest sequel in Universal's horror franchise. Hall will portray Tommy Doyle, a character who first appeared in the original Halloween movie as one of the kids Curtis babysat the night Michael Myers rained terror on that small town. What's scarier, Michael Myers or Anthony Michael Hall returning to film?
The Trash Bin.
Love and hip-hop Hollywood star Kay Michelle has been slapped with a tax lien for refusing to cough up big bucks. The lien filed against Kay Michelle accused her of owing around $16,000 for the year 2017. The original balance owed on the tax bill was $11,200, but when you add interest, penalties, and other costs over the years, it comes to $16,000. Idiot!
The news wrap-up.
A Frozen mobile puzzle and adventure game is set to launch in November, time for the Frozen 2 movie. Tim Cook donated nearly $5 million of Apple shares to charity. The BBC will launch a digital voice assistant next year, and it will be available on all devices. Cheerio, pip pip! Amazon will be cutting prices at Whole Foods again. So, almost your whole check?
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Angel Has Fallen is the number one film for the second week.
The number one album.
Taylor Swift's Lover is the best-selling album for the second week.
The number one app.
How is this possible? It's Minecraft. Again.
The number one book.
Educated by Tara Westover is still the best-selling nonfiction book.
18-year-old A.J. Mitchell gained a following in 2017 after posting clips of himself singing covers on YouTube and Instagram. His first single, Used to Be, was written by him at age 13 and has over 60 million streams. A.J. then began performing at local open mic nights in his hometown of Belleville, Illinois, capturing the attention of L.A.-based internet marketing agency Team 10. After a brief period together, Mitchell left the group to focus his energy entirely on music and was signed by Epic Records. Last November, Billboard and Vivo named AJ one of the top 19 artists to watch in 2019. Here's AJ Mitchell featuring Ava Max with the song of the week, Slow Dance.
And do you mind if I say it? Just wanna have you around. We take, then we give it. Something lifts us off the ground, baby. No more talk, I don't know what you wanna do with that. If it's good, why you even wanna hold it back? We just work, so I know that there's no going back. Where you at, where you at, where you at? I wanna slow dance if you're feeling me now. If you don't hold hands, you'll be killing me now. We need the romance. One chance, I just wanna know when you slow dance. I wanna slow dance if you're feeling me now. If we don't hold hands, you'll be killing me now. No, 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 no. One chance, I just wanna know when you slow dance.
That was AJ Mitchell featuring Ava Max with the song of the week, Slow Dance. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.